Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it was a long day, a couple of days, but happy the way that it transpired. I think we added some really interesting, good developmental players, some guys that can come in and help us right away, and some guys that, like, looking out, you know, I think we'll be looking back and saying, hey, these guys really helped our team.
So that's Eric DaCosta after the draft and guys that can help the team. Well, they need help. Injury report just came out. Shobby Awuzie still didn't practice. Kyle Hamilton went from limited yesterday to not practicing today. No Marlon. No Lamar. Emory Jones limited. Travis Jones limited. Linderbaum went from limited to full. In addition, Adafe Owe limited with an eye injury. No Ricard. No Roquan. Ronnie Stanley limited with the ankle. Brent Urban goes to full. Kyle Van Noy to full. Devontez Walker went from did not practice to limited. And Nate Wiggins did not practice to limited. So that's 15 dudes on the injury list. So...
They better be serious, like, really real about Ronnie. Like, I called it going in last. When he's not able to practice pretty much at all, you cannot put him in the game because he's probably going to leave two or three series in. Yeah. And so just give those reps to Nope Boom all week. You should have had a better backup left tackle. That's not Monday morning quarterbacking. We said it forever. But they're really tempting fate if they try that again.
I kept saying on Thursday and Friday, I didn't think he was going to play. Yeah. He ended up playing and lasted a couple series.
Against these edge rushers?
I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, especially with the failure that was last week. What did he last? How many series did he last?
A couple.
Yeah. I mean, not long.
What are we doing?
Yeah. Definitely in the first half.
So, obviously, Nope Boom is not a young player, but who were some young players?
Look, there's no development now. This is a must-win game. Point blank, end of story. Mm-hmm. And they're going to be playing a lot of young players in a must-win game. And they're young players that they selected and they took for whatever reasons. And whenever you take somebody, it's not just the decision to select that person or spend your money on that person. It is all the other ancillary decisions you've made not to spend on this guy and not to take that guy and not to trade up for this guy or not to trade. It's all interconnected. So this is what they've built. And now... they're in crisis mode. They're in triage mode. And guess what? Malachi Starks can't be along for the ride. Like he might have to make some plays. Mike Green is probably going to be the best healthy pass rusher they have up for this game, which ain't saying much.
Yeah.
But that's probably their reality. We all don't like the way Roquan's played most of the time since he got his extension, but like. Simpson and Buchanan together, even against a terrible offense with a terrible offensive coordinator and a terrible offensive line, like that might be a problem. Well, how would you mask him? Well, you'd play Hamilton at linebacker all the time. Or what if Hamilton doesn't play? When we talked about you guys didn't want to see him at free safety anymore, I'm like, well, who's going to be back there if he's not? I mean, now you might be without him entirely. Like, undrafted corners, guess what? You're up and you're probably playing. Like, undrafted safeties. Yeah, like that's it. This is it. You made your roster. Now you got to deal with it.
There's a very, very real chance that at a minimum, two of the undrafted guys are getting a
getting
decent
run.
Bit of snaps.
Maybe Jay Higgins might play.
That was the third that I was going to say. You can tell they don't trust Trenton Simpson. Now,
no.
I get it with Higgins. He's an undrafted kid. He's a rookie. At least Simpson's in his third year. But it wouldn't shock me if Higgins gets some snaps at inside.
But again,
linebacker.
Let's remember why we're here. Because we're not just here because of injuries. They sold you Trenton Simpson was a bit of a steal for them. And he's a great athlete. And God knows all the quants love his metrics. Quant. And we're going to turn him into a football player. Yeah. Well, So far, no.
It took a half for Buchanan to hop him on the depth chart. Half of one game for Buchanan to hop him. Yeah, the Higgins situation is interesting because his issue is the metrics are bad. Like he's slow, right. But he's smart. So I do wonder if because of all these injury issues, we see a good amount of Jay Higgins at linebacker.
It would not surprise me. And Hamilton not practicing today. Reuben Lowry, come on down. Marlon, he's banged up. Awuzie, he's banged up. Wiggins, he practiced limited, but we'll see. Keon Martin might get some
plays. Keon Martin actually made some plays in Kansas. One of the few guys that made plays in Kansas.
But I think, and I brought this up in the open, where maybe that was a bit of a sign. And you can say that this organization, they have a great history of bringing in undrafted guys and developing them. But not too often do you see three undrafted rookie free agents make a Super Bowl caliber.
Allegedly.
Well, at the time,
if it's not, I think if that's it's what not Bone's a saying. Deep roster, then it's not a Super Bowl roster.
Yeah, I think that's what Bone's saying. We should have seen it at the time.
Don't see that. Like, it's one thing you're saying, okay, you want to keep the streak 20 of 21 or whatever the heck it is. That's one. They kept three guys.
Yeah, and they passed on a bunch of people who have ties to this organization, who they knew as players and people, and who weren't going to break the bank, whether it be Calais Campbell, whether it be Judon, whether it be Za'Darius, whether it be Clowney. And now they're bringing dudes off the street who they don't know at all, and some dudes they're bringing off the street are still saying no thanks because I don't want to be on your practice squad. Yeah. Guess what? If this is my prove it situation, I don't want to be a part of your abject failure defense, right? Where you're gonna fire your coordinator. I'd rather wait for a better opportunity.
Or you got
the money's going to be equal. Let me go somewhere where I got a better cast around me and I can look better.
Well, but in Eric Hendricks' case, he probably wants to be on the active roster immediately. There's probably more money for him there than going on the practice squad. He said, I don't want to be on your practice squad.
I don't think he'd be there for long.
Yeah. No, he'd be called. I hear you. But that's a shell game, is what they're doing there. We put you in the practice squad. You get your three call ups, and we put you in the active roster. He goes, no, I want to be in the active roster right now.
Yeah, they better have found some diamonds in the rough. I mean, they take victory laps from a personnel standpoint. Before the draft, after the draft, just we play the clips all the time. Just really listen to them. He took a victory lap about Eddie Jackson being too good of a signing. That's literally how he couched the abject failure that was. So that's fine. Wear your sunglasses at night. Walk. Have your walk-up tunes. Strut like Ric Flair.
I don't know if he's
strut like Ric Flair. You better have a roster, Holmes. You don't have a roster, Holmes.
You know who did a great job at the draft, and they don't take victory laps? The Cleveland Browns had a great job. Did a great job in the draft, which I find fascinating. But yeah, I think these undrafted guys, all three of them, could see some time in this football game.
Yeah. And again, as much as the head coach bristled about it, they were in Super Bowl or bust mode. They were in Super Bowl or bust mode the moment Mark Andrews dropped that ball. And their answer to all that was, we're geniuses at drafting. We don't need proven veteran players. The one we're bringing in as a bum knee, and Green Bay couldn't wait to get him out of their building. And we got it. We got this. We're fine.
Well, just to clarify, like, they're not like the Orioles that said we don't need vets. They said our vets are good enough. We don't want outside proven vets. We have vets. We have an infrastructure.
It's
with
all
our
here.
Yes. Yes. Because it is a little different than the Orioles, who refuse to bring in veterans at all. We're going to run the kiddie corps.
Yeah, well, but this is, to me, the 49ers and the Ravens, I look at them and they're in a very similar situation. They're in a very similar situation.
Both have had roster issues. And
banking too much on some guys who were long in the tooth, not hitting on the draft as much as they did previously. Yeah.
And the
margins get a little slimmer. You're holding on to some of the wrong guys too long. You underestimate what you need from the outside. Believe your own hype.
So coming up next, you heard what we had to say. What about the people? 410-583-1057. We all agree this is a must-win for the Ravens on Sunday against Houston. Do you think the Ravens can win this football game? 410-583-1057. Who do you think needs to step up? We take your calls next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next here on The Fan. A chance for the people to give us their voice. 410-583-1057. Your thoughts on Ravens, Texans on Sunday. 15 players on the injury report. It's a must win. Can they win it? 410-583-1057. Let's start with Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, you're on The Fan.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey there.
So I think the cop-out answer would be to say that both sides of the football need to step up. But, you know, I think the issue for this team is we're playing as two separate teams right now. Mm. We've got the defense versus the offense. And I think that ultimately what can help this team win is if the offense steps up and is able to give enough points, which they've been able to do, except for maybe last week, but get enough points and give the defense time to reset and rest in between drives. So that way the coaching staff and the coordinators can talk to the young guys and say, listen, this is what we're preparing for. Give them preparation for the defensive drive and shut down Houston.
Yeah, look, they're going to have to be able to run the ball with everybody, all 70,000 people in the stands and everyone on the Texans sideline knowing they want to run the ball. And they'll probably do it kind of old school with Derrick Henry. And if it's fairly successful, then they've got a good chance of winning an ugly football game. Yeah. And if it's not, and Cooper Rush turns it over a couple of times, then they're in real trouble.
But that's it. You don't have to score 40 points to beat the Texans. But ugly it up, win time of possession, don't turn the ball over, be strong on third down. You're going to have a good shot at winning this game. Now, next week's a much different story when you're taking on the high-flying Rams, but this week...
Let's get to that.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. This week, that's a winning formula.
Hey, how about create a couple turnovers?
That would be nice, too.
You know, they how about get the ball? Go get the ball. They have, like, the
DBs are allowed to interfere with the ball and make plays on it.
Yes, you can... You
and
can,
they've
yes.
got all the DBs.
Yes, yes. Well, less than they had, but yes. Let's 410-583-1057. Ken's in Annapolis. Ken, you're on The Fan.
Hi, gentlemen. Yeah. You boys said exactly what I was saying. I think the person that needs to step up is Derrick Henry and Monken and Harbaugh. I think Derrick Henry needs at least 20-plus carries this game. And he's an old-school AFC South kind of win versus the Texans. I also think Keaton Mitchell needs to be on the roster this game. Yep. Rasheen Ali is not as good as special teams enough to keep him off the roster. Let's hear your thoughts.
Agree completely.
No, appreciate it. And
those pony packages, now's the time. Let's go. Let's get all the running backs involved in the pass game and the run game because I just think Cooper Rush needs layups. It's got to be a quick passing game like we saw in the first series against Kansas City, first couple of series. There should be enough for Derrick Henry to get his 22 to 25 touches plus Justice Hill plus Keaton Mitchell.
Yeah, this has to be the week where Keaton Mitchell plays because if there was ever a week where you need a check down that can get you 40 yards, 50 yards, 60 yards, it would be this week with Cooper Rush where you need all the offense.
He ain't throwing the ball down the field.
Exactly, exactly.
Well, let's remind you of something. This line stinks. It's not good, and they don't have Lamar to bail them out. Cooper Rush can't move. I was going to say can't move like Lamar. He's not a very mobile guy. He can scramble for a first down if the pocket breaks down every once in a while, but he's not Lamar Jackson by any stretch.
Yeah, and if you take sacks, especially you go back a couple games, the Lions game, Cooper Rush takes 7 sacks. The Ravens are going to lose and lose big because you're not going to be able to
overcome.
Well,
I don't think he's going to hold the ball long.
I don't think he will either, but I'm just saying they can't afford the negative plays, so that's why ball comes out quick. Ball comes out quick.
Yeah, week. I mean, it's screen left, screen right, yeah. Screen middle.
Yeah. Let's grab Ed and Towson. Ed, you're on the Fan.
Hey, guys. How you feel?
Good.
Hey there. I think, J-Lock, everybody knows that Derrick Henry's coming. Now, you got to run him. I mean, that's what you paid him to do. You paid him to run the ball. But don't think that they're not coming with – I'm going to have a heavy box right there because I know that's what you got. Yeah. So what you're going to have to – it's likely come back. It's likely playing.
It sounds like
it. Played last week, so yeah.
It sounds like it. I don't know how many reps, but yeah.
Exactly. Because you got to put those guys out there, waggle, boot, things like that, where you drag some people. It's going to free up Derrick Henry a little bit more. And on the other side of the ball, J-Lock, just like you said, it's a broken record. The back-end guys, and a defensive guy told me this a couple weeks ago, he's like, if my back-end guys are making a lot of tackles, which is cool, you know, okay, then they're going to get – they can't make a lot of tackles and cover the pass.
Yeah.
You know, they're not designed – they're designed to assist on tackles, things like that. But if your front guys aren't playing above their heads and they're making all the tackles, they're going to get hurt. So you need to find a balance. The front line guys have got to play above their heads. And if they start blitzing, I'm going to. And so it's a daunting task, but you got a team that's uglier than they are right now.
Yeah.
They should have a shot, man.
Appreciate it.
They definitely have a shot.
By the way, when Rocco wanted to needle you, didn't he used to call you J-Lock? I seem to remember
that.
Yeah,
I think he did.
Yeah, I seem to remember that.
I think he did.
Yeah, it's the first time I've heard that in a while, and that's immediately what came to mind.
I answered anything.
Yeah, I know. Do you buy what Ed's selling, though? Like, that this is... You got to waggle. You got to get guys involved. This is not a downfield passing
game. No, totally. You cut off half the field. Who cares? He's got a short, intermediate, and deep decoy. And Cooper Rush has to be smart enough to throw it into the stands, and I think he is, and I think he knows his limitations. But he's won games in this league. And look, we could talk about bad offensive line, bad this, bad that. If they can't run the ball with Derrick Henry... They're going to miss the playoffs. Mm. And if they can run the ball with Derrick Henry at least a league average efficient clip when they know it's coming, then they can salvage some of this season. They can prop up a bad defense. They can give themselves a fighting chance. But early down rushing is going to be going to tell a tale.
And for this week, and you bring up a good point saying no one to throw it in the stands. This game, this week... Punting is not the worst thing.
No.
If you avoid turnovers, if you play field position, that Stout's having a good year so far, that's not the worst thing.
Coming up next, one of our favorite segments during football season. We hear from offensive coordinator Todd Monken. He's a little under fire this week. It's monkey business. What do you have to say? We'll hear.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next on the Fan.
Preparation. I mean, he's the consummate pro. I mean, from the moment he got here, he was here the whole offseason. I mean, you can see why he's been successful. Played a lot of football in this league. I mean, you forget his record as a starter. I mean, it's outstanding. I mean, he did a great job. Everybody that you spoke to in Dallas, I mean, it was glowing. about. And the guys that went, you know, Nussmeier went to the Saints, and Kellen Moore, they loved him. I mean, they were, and he's been as good as advertised.
Don't worry, we'll get to Monk's reaction to what Harbs had to say, but that's Todd Monken talking about the guy that's going to start at quarterback on Sunday, Cooper Rush.
Look, I think it's a much better backup than they've had in years. I also think it's one of the least tenable situations for the Ravens' backup quarterback to walk into in years. And yeah, Monk, the intro there, we always get a chuckle at.
Oh, I laugh every time.
Like, he's under more fire now than he was in that championship game, because that championship game ended the season and we didn't hear from Monk for another 5 months, and it was what it was.
And Harbs didn't take the shots him Monday that he did.
No, not even after their season ended.
Not even close.
So, Todd Monken, what do you think about Harbs being critical of the Ravens' offense?
Well, first off, there's not one thing John said that we didn't already talk about. Not one thing, you know. So there was nothing about that I hadn't already heard or that he didn't already feel. And one thing I've done throughout my career is that you got to look at what you do. And that's what I've done my whole career is, okay, how did we scheme it? How did we coach it? How do we execute it? How was our plan? All of those things when you go into it. And when it's below the line, you got to own it and fix it. And that's what you do. I mean, that's what we do as human beings, right? That's what I've always done my whole career. It's how I got to where I'm here now. Like, I mean, there wasn't anything he said that wasn't, you know, that we hadn't already talked about. So that's what you do. You look at it and you say, okay, was that good enough? I mean, the expectation here is to be elite, and we've been elite. We're going to continue to be elite. But I got to do it better. We got to do it better, and we'll continue to do it better.
Monk saying it with his
Monk's
chest.
Monk's begging for more.
Yeah.
Whip me some more, Harbs. Yeah. Whip me in private, and then whip me in public.
Monk does not back off.
Yeah, right?
He does not back off.
It sounded like a masochistic kind of thing there.
Monk's all for it. He's all for it.
Flog me at every press conference.
I said this to you the other day. I still think this was a shell game by Harbs.
I think it's a bit of a shell game, too.
But he still went so over the top.
But here, would it surprise you? Would it surprise you? If Harbs went to Monk beforehand and said, I'm about to kick the bleep out
not
of you.
Not at all. I got to get heat off of Zach.
Yes.
You know, look, you sit down with Lamar. Let them know what's coming.
Yes.
But I gotta manipulate this thing.
Yes. Yeah, so Monk. Hey,
I don't want to fire this guy at the bye week.
Yes.
We got to pretend there's bigger fish to fry.
Yeah. Not that anybody's
Meanwhile,
buying
I'm going to spend all my waking hours trying to help him fix that defense.
Yes, yes.
You're good, Monk.
And I'm about 30 seconds away from taking play calling away from him. But Monk.
Or maybe already have.
Yeah.
Just not going to announce it.
Monk, this one, it seems.
Hey, if Mike Elias doesn't have to tell people he got a promotion.
Very
Harbaugh,
true.
Harbaugh absolutely in this town doesn't tell anybody that Pagano's now calling the plays on defense.
By the way, in hindsight, Mike Elias should tell everybody he got a promotion. I don't want to derail the segment, but I've been sort of stewing on talking to Andy Koska and Andy being in that dugout in Milwaukee talking to him about this. And Elias knew at the time he had the promotion.
He's a fraud.
And answering the questions the way he did at that
time. He's a liar.
We should bring some of that back.
We should.
Because the reality is he knew he
Even if it's not in my best interest, I'm going to do what I have to do to get this team in a better spot than it is now.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I've got a title and I'm making more money than you even know.
Yeah,
and more years.
And it just happened.
Monk, how about you and Harbs chatting?
Well, like I said, I already really addressed it. You know, he already talked about it. We didn't execute the way we planned.
That's all. It's over. By the way, if the defense is terrible again this week, can you imagine what Harbs is going to say about the offense?
Oh, man.
We're on to Houston.
Well, it's kind of hard if if it's Cooper Rush and a bunch of backups. And I got news for you. I don't think he's ripping Derrick Henry.
Even if Derrick Henry
could fumble three times in this game, do you think he's coming after Derrick Henry after the game?
No, because here's the reality, because Derrick Henry will come after him.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So that's not happening.
No.
Right? So like is he gonna go after Noteboom and Rosengarten? I mean,
No. Tough spot.
Who's it? You know what I'm saying?
Zay. Go after Zay.
Who's going to have, like, Three targets?
I'll say this. If Keaton Mitchell's up, he better not mess up.
He'll put it on Keaton Mitchell.
By the way, I just had a flashback.
This is why we never have him up, you mooks. Are you happy now?
Remember Hollywood Brown and that...
It's all his fault.
Yeah. Hollywood Brown and that slog to 1,000 yards after Lamar got hurt. He'd have like 8 catches for 40 yards.
Yes.
Like, I could see Zay having a day like that on
it
Sunday.
Could be.
Monk, tell me about the run game.
Well, it can start by calling it more often, you know, and stacking plays. I mean, I'm going to start with calling it more often. Okay. That's a part of it. And stacking plays. I mean, you guys hit it over the weeks that I've gotten up here before, which is, okay, we're either getting to the point where we're scoring pretty fast or we're getting off the field fast. And that's not a great recipe because you can't stack plays. The idea of being able to run the ball, stay ahead of the chains, that's a part of it. That's not deflecting. I mean, we need to be able to run it better. Need to call it more often because we got really good players back there, but we have really good players at a lot of spots. So bottom line is we've had games where we've had some explosive runs and some where we haven't been nearly up to the level that we expect. But it's early, and I expect us to really get back on track.
What do you think?
They need more rushes of between 3.5 and 5.5 yards so that they score by taking more time off the clock and run more plays to do it.
You get 4 yards of carry, you get first downs.
I said all this 3 weeks ago and people thought I was crazy.
No, you were on it. You were on it.
That's where we are. But Monk's the problem.
Well, it's crazy because saying it back then, you should never apologize for scoring a touchdown. You should never apologize for scoring points, but... The defense is just that bad right now. You want him on the sidelines for as much as possible.
Let him rest.
This is where we are. Like, we're having this is
it's,
this
it's is an alternate universe.
This is the real world.
Mm-hmm. Monk's explaining himself.
They've scored 131 points. I just turned October. They've scored 131 points.
Yeah. By the way, somebody, a caller brought up, I think it was a caller, like this could be like an old AFC South kind of, you know, like Derrick Henry's going to have deja vu of being in Tennessee with a bad quarterback, getting the ball a whole bunch.
Back when we get the Titans and Jags on Thursday Night Football every single year.
Yeah.
That was fun with the stupid color, rush jerseys and all that.
Yeah, the most exciting thing were the jerseys. Yeah. Monk, let's go cut 6, Beltway Ben. Does he feel like the offense lacks an identity?
Well, each game, to me, every game is a game within itself. I don't, after game one, no one said that. After game two, played a really good defense. And we struggled a little bit to run the ball and really gained some traction. Against Detroit, we had some self-inflicted on a couple series. We had twice 2nd and 3, and we went 3 and out. I mean, that's not going to get you on track. And then this last game started fast, just didn't capitalize that on the road. So I wouldn't say it as a trend. Certainly, we got to be able to run the ball better. Certainly have to be able to stack drives together and plays together. That's for sure.
Got to stack them.
It's the word of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, well, doesn't Harbs always say you got to stack wins?
That's a Harbsism.
Yeah.
Iron sharpens iron.
They've been stacking injuries and missed tackles. They've been stacking blown assignments.
They have been stacking missed tackles.
They've been stacking non-takeaway from the defense performances because the offense will turn it over, but non-generating turnovers from the defense games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Been stacking that for a while.
Tell you what you can stack.
Stack these.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
I'll tell you what. They lose these next two games. They're going to be stacking people dressed as empty seats at M&T Bank Stadium in the second half of the season after that bye.
Yeah, not good. Not good. Better split, and I don't think they're beating the Rams. He's all over football operations.
Build another black lung.
Black wing. Black wing. We'll come back, get the text today. Preview tomorrow's show. And get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio, which will lead into Thursday Night Football right here on The Fan. Before we get to the text of the day, just to update you on what's going on in the playoffs, we're going to the 9th inning in Cleveland. The Tigers lead the Guardians 6-3. Guardians just got 2 runs in the bottom of the 8th on an error. Runners were 2nd and 3rd, 2 outs. Jose Ramirez, though, got thrown out at 2nd base, trying to stretch it to a two-base error, though. He didn't look like he was running hard on the replay. Probably if he's running hard out of the box, he gets to second base easily. Padres and Cubs, this game is in the second inning still. They got through one clean, but Yu Darvish did not get an out in the second inning. Cubs lead 2-0. They have the bases loaded and one out.
And the U.S. is up 3-0 on France.
Oh, they just scored again.
Late in the under-20 World Cup. So it looks like they're going to win that group. Wow.
Impressive, right?
They tend to fall apart in the knockout stage, but we'll see. This has been a very, very, very impressive performance.
Padres got a double play to get out of the inning, so only 2-0 for the Cubs. Bellway Ben, let's get the text today.
Check 1-2. Check. Check.
Text today comes from Pat in Baltimore. It says, Henry's had quite a few games in his career where he's carried Tennessee to a win over Houston. Going to need another one of those here.
Yes, indeed.
For sure.
We were talking about that, those AFC South games, the Thursday Night Football color rush games where Derrick Henry...
30, 35 carries.
Just get on my back.
Yeah,
Mike Vrabel, huh? Let's run it 45 times.
I think that's the... In that... Probably the recipe.
I think you got to, if you're going to go down, you better go down swinging that way.
And you can run a lot more plays that way, eat a lot more clock that way.
Don't have to worry about scoring too quickly.
Don't have to worry about,
he might break one off from 70 or 80. But.
Yeah. We've seen that. I think, and that's the other reason for volume. He might have a couple of, you know.
And then you might just tell him stop, drop, and roll around the 5-yard line.
Yeah. Before we get to what's going on tomorrow, Bone won't be in tomorrow, but we should highlight it's Bone's birthday.
It's Bone's birthday.
Thank you, guys.
It's Bone's birthday.
It is.
Birthday, Bone.
What is tonight? Tonight is Wednesday. Tonight's Thursday.
Thursday night football?
No, not tonight. I don't have any, I don't know. We'll see what happens tonight.
None of your friends are the guy who's banned from the show. He's not throwing you a party?
They've hit me up, but I'm still figuring things out.
I got you.
Go to, what's that place called? Frazier's?
Frazier's is always cool. Yeah. Shout out Frazier's.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's right around the corner from you, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Get some ice cream.
Don't give Bone's whereabouts away.
Oh, you know, maybe. Bone will be in
hand. I can think of somebody else's whose address would be funny if you gave out on air.
That would be a debacle.
Especially when if he was at the beach.
Yeah.
I got picking up what you're putting down now.
Yeah.
I know exactly.
Yeah, it's fencing. Yeah. Yes.
I'd be here for that.
Yeah. I don't know that address, though. Bone.
Neither do I.
Bone, what do we have on tomorrow's show?
Tomorrow's show, Jerry Coleman will be joining us. John McClain will be joining us as well. And he
will drop the hammer.
Yes, he... Yeah, he does not give a you-know-what. What was the line he said? Texans offensive line doesn't even know how to spell stunt or something.
Yeah.
They're so dumb and bad. Like, he was not holding back.
Yeah, I'm curious. Do you think he'll be as down on the
offense? I don't know how you can't. I mean, I think there's only – it's a really awful viewing experience watching their offense.
Is this just who C.J. Stroud is at this point?
Like, it's going to affect his earning potential.
What do you do for them? I mean, granted, the rest of the season has to play out, but he's eligible for a contract after this season.
It's pretty ugly.
Yeah. Infinity Sports Radio coming up next, followed by Thursday Night Football. It's a nice NFC West matchup between the 49ers and the Rams. You can hear it right here, Westwood One's coverage on 105.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos,
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.